Hello and welcome back to Far From Perfect. I am your host, Kylie Larson, and today I'm sitting down with David Pennington of Outward Copy. So the purpose of this episode is twofold. Number one, to explain to you the evolution of Lift to Get Lean to Elemental Coaching, and then also to introduce you to Dave, give you an insight into what he does, because he's the one that helped me with this branding and how he could potentially help you if you are a fellow business owner. So a little two for one here. Maybe you saw this coming. I have a feeling that if you've been paying attention to anything that I say on social media, you're going to understand that this is totally in alignment and where the mission has been headed with what is no longer Lift to Get Lean. And I am very, very excited to unveil this new brand of elemental coaching to you. So today we're going to talk about how we got to this, and Dave is going to explain a little bit about his process, and you'll get to know him a little bit better, and maybe he can help you. Enjoy the podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, welcome back right. To Far From Perfect, everyone. I am your host, Kylie Larson, and it just dawned on me that we are talking to the mastermind behind the name Far From Perfect. Mr. David.
So you just dive right into this, just totally raw, no prep, nothing, just spring it all on me.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
I'm not, why should I be surprised? I'm not. Yeah. Far from perfect. It's just one day. I think we were sitting in a meeting like this and I looked at the Zoom screen. I was just like, yeah, she ain't perfect. Far from it. Boom. Far from
Boom.
Perfect.
There Nailed it. That's so funny because, you know, prior to it being far from perfect, it was here's the deal. And I personally love that because I say that all the time. The only thing is a lot of people say it all the time. In fact, somebody else, like a political figure, had the here's the deal as their.
Are you talking about the Here's the Deal podcast with Joe Biden?
Yeah, that political figure. I was like, is it Joe Biden? Was it the freaking president?
Random political figure? Okay.
Yeah, so me and Joe Biden, we have so much in common.
You're both far from perfect.
I totally forgot that, you know, you came up with that idea. So
I come up with all of your ideas.
You come up with all of my ideas. Nothing you guys hear from me is an original thought from me. It all comes out of this rascal, for lack of better term.
It's true. It's true.
That's
why I get paid the modest bucks.
Right.
Not the big bucks, but the modest bucks.
Got to keep you wanting more, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Keep you thirsty.
Keep you thirsty. So, and that's honestly why we're talking to you guys today. We are going through a big rebrand process here at my company. And as of Friday, February 17th, what we all knew to be Lift to Get Lean is now going to be Elemental Coaching. And I am beyond excited, beyond thrilled, whatever good words Dave could come up with. I'm beyond that because I can't put it into words how excited I am about this transition. And so within that, Elemental Coaching is this overarching umbrella from which all of our other programs will fall under. So Lift to Get Lean will now be in your element. And we're going to talk about why. Right. Revive is going to stay in your element. Revive. It'll still be Revive because Dave did that. Like, that was his. It works. There was nothing wrong with that. And then that opens the doors for other opportunities. But the reason I wanted to have Dave on is to talk about why we came to this evolution. And I'll start off by talking about how I always felt that the outside didn't match the inside. I never was in love with the name Lift to Get Lean. It served its purpose, right? It's like, you can't hate the experiences that shaped you. I don't hate it, but I'm at this point where it's a little cringy to me, and it's not what I want us to aspire to. Because in a couple podcasts ago, a great host or a great guest, Claire, said, and I took this
great host, I'm sure too.
Great host too. She's a host as well. She said, you know, there's certain code words that we use for skinny, and lean is one of them. Mm-hmm. And I knew that deep down, and having someone else say it back to me just confirmed that something needed to change. So that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. Lift to Get Lean. I just remember when that first rolled out, I was just like, even back then, however long ago that was, I was just mm-hmm. like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever you want. But that was before we were working together, which mm-hmm. so I'm not going to take any blame for it.
Yeah, no. And honestly, yeah. If you guys want a little insight into how we came up with that name, I'll tell you, because the memory is seared into my brain. I had a business coach and I loved her. Like, I love Amanda, because without her in the beginning, I didn't have the tools. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And she was a huge driving force. She was on the East Coast and she only met with clients at a certain point in time. So she's 2 hours ahead of me. So in order for me to have an 8 a.m. meeting with her, it had to be 6 a.m. my time. So I was down
Not
in my
worth
basement.
It.
I know.
Not worth it.
I was down in my basement because I didn't want to wake anyone else up in my house. And it had gone from 6 week shred to this Lift to Get Lean, which that's an improvement. And we didn't know what to call it. And so she just got on Pinterest and we scrolled around. She's like, oh, here we go. Here's a good name. And that's how Lift to Get Lean was born.
So not only did you like that name already existed.
Yeah, it already existed.
Like, somebody else came up with that. And yeah. Then years went on and you were running this program several times a year. Then it became Lift to Get Lean Coaching, and it just nothing fit quite right. And you know, in the time we've been working together, which has been a few years now, we've been going back and forth on this. It's just like, this feels weird, but then it's always like, well, let's just finish this session first. Let's, you know, that'll be the next thing. That'll be, you know, I'm taking this month off and we'll get back. And so for years we did that. And then it's like, all right, we just gotta fucking do this. We gotta make it happen. There was a few different iterations that we tried out before that didn't really work. But now I think with this elemental, it works on every level.
Everything.
Right. You know, it's, you know, we had I made you take a test. There's like a 5-minute test or whatever. Really trying to narrow down the archetype that the Lift to Get Lean brand aspired to be. I don't even want to call Lift to Get Lean a brand, right? It was just a name of a company.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a brand. No. You know, it had a logo, it had not a brand. Elemental Coaching is the brand. Mm-hmm. And so I basically said, if you were the company, answer this little quiz here. And the result was that your archetype was a caregiver slanted with a magician, right? Which is a very, you know, you just think like, you know, you're lost in the woods and you're bleeding out because a bear attacked you and you're deaf. And that this weird old, you know, no offense, old hag that lives out in the forest just like finds you and nurses you back to health. And she uses all sorts of weird herbs and casts spells on you and archetypal ideas. It's like, okay, starting there, how do we then tie this back into, you know, fitness, nutrition, wellness, mindfulness, mm-hmm. and all the other things you do?
And it became abundantly clear. I was in California for like a coaching thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like all of these things came together for me. And I had this vision to where I came up with these like five elements of mm-hmm. what our program truly is about. And if you've gone through the program, I feel like you're going to be like, well, duh. Like I saw this coming. You've been talking like this. And like I said earlier, now the outside matches the inside, what the brand truly is, the essence of it. And these five elements, it all starts with that awareness. and education and intention and action and ownership, which then leads to this word purpose. And to me, purpose and in your element, they're synonymous.
Right.
So you just like, you just hit the nail on the head. I love it so much.
Yeah. And in fact, the name for what the flagship program is, right? What used to be known as Lift to Get Lean is now being called In Your Element. Really started with just kind of me riffing on the phrase of just like, you know, how do you feel when you're in your element?
Yeah.
Right. And so, and really the whole program, everything that you do, period, that your coaches do, is kind of asking that question of just like, here's where you are now at the beginning of this. What would it be like if you were in your element? How would you feel? How would you perform? Like, what would your day look like? You know, because so many of us are, you know, myself included, like we're thinking about, oh, I remember back when I was younger and, you know, I had more hair, more fat, less fat, whatever, you know, 20 years ago, right? And then it's like, oh, now I'm really worried about what's coming down the line because I know my family medical history has this on the way, right? You know, I'm going to have blood pressure, cancers, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're worried about the past. You're worried about the future. What about now? Mm-hmm. What would it be like if you were here in your element now? So, and elemental coaching kind of came right out of that, especially after you sent me, I think it was a really crappy Instagram picture of those 5 points that you had written out. I was like, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Because when you talk about elements, there are kind of the five elements, the captain planet, so to speak, right? The earth, wind, fire, water, and heart, soul, spirit, you know, that kind of other etherness. And yeah, it all ties together really well. And that's why I think this is the brand you've been after for years, because it's one of those, well, duh.
Yeah.
But also, can you explain it? Not really.
Yeah.
You can't really explain it wholly, but those who need it will get it just like that.
And that's the deal. And, you know, this is
Here's
what
the
Dave
deal.
Does. Here's the
Here's
deal,
the deal.
This is what Dave does, right? It's it's going to get you the people that you need, that you want. This will be for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. And everything that went into this, everything that's going to come out of this, is designed to attract very specific people in the way that you need to talk to them, right? And every successful brand is going to do this, right? You know, you think about, you know, automakers, right? You got your Fords, you got your Jeeps, you got your BMWs. You know, on a very 1,000-foot view, the products all three of those companies make do the same thing. Getting it and you get somewhere, right? But very different people buy them, and they buy them for very different reasons that are beyond, I need a way to get to work.
Yeah.
Right. It's, you know, I need the rough and tumble look. I need something that's going to speak to, you know, my, I don't know, Americanness, right? Or I just need that, you know, that bougie sports car looking thing. Right. And so the way all of these brands present themselves, the way they design their products, the way they sell their products, the words they use in their advertising, everything speaks to very specific people. And that's what this needs. That's what Lift to Get Lean needed, because one, Lift to Get Lean just needed to die. And we did that. But now this new evolution, this incarnation, is going to speak to the people that really need it. So the ones who are after the 6-week shred because, you know, they got a beach vacation next month. Those aren't the people you help. Those people are not going to get the results that they want from your program. So we're going to stop talking to them. We're going to get rid of that lean idea.
Right. And, you know, it's not about me. However, I am very closely tied to the brand, and like, right, I'm evolving. I think, you know, if we're doing life right, we're evolving. We evolve as people. And so as I evolve, the things that I bring out into the world and I offer also need to evolve with me. And that, so for me,
absolutely,
personally, that's another reason that it's shifting.
And it was a consideration for everybody that you work with, you know, your coaches and everybody that you consult with. They all have a place that they want to be, right? And you've kind of brought them in, you know, what used to be Lift to Get Lean, you know, they're, you know, running some of your programs, they're contributing, you know, cookbooks, recipes, programming, but they have so much other stuff that they could be doing. This Elemental Coaching will be that platform that they can use to roll out a new idea, to connect with a different audience, to really jumpstart new things so that they can evolve. Mm-hmm. And now that you're out of the way, not that you were ever in the way, but now that Kylie's out of the way, you're going to start to see more of those faces of the other people that have been involved in this.
Absolutely. And quick note on that, because I totally failed to mention it, ran this by the other coaches, and it was, everyone was very excited because we all felt the same way. There was just a disconnect. There was a disconnect from what Lift to Get Lean communicates to everyone and what we actually talk about in the program. And Coach Amber was talking about her girls, and she's got two teenage daughters who she openly talks about, you know, nutrition and exercise and all bodies are beautiful and all of this. And they would question her, well, then why is it called
Lift to Get Lean? Yeah.
I hear you, girls. I know, like, guilty is charged. And that was another thing. I feel a responsibility to shift the narrative, to change the way we talk about these things, because whether I like it or not, I contributed to it. So I hate saying that, like, I could cry right now just even saying that, but I contributed to it. So now I have to make another contribution to, like, right the ship.
Yeah. Fix what you broke.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That super glue, man.
Absolutely. I'm excited for you. I think, you know, you're going to do a lot of great things with it. It was a fun thing to work on for sure.
It was, you promise?
Yes, of course. No, it's always good. Cause it's like, I mean, you know, just as Elemental Coaching and then the programming that you put together, all works in a very specific way for very specific reasons. Everything I do on my end for, you know, you, for all my other clients, it's the same way. So it's like, I'm not just the copywriter, right?
No. And
but that's what I tell people, because that's the easiest handle for them to grab onto. Because if I'm out there saying, it's like, yeah, I'm a subconscious creative consultant. And it's like, what? It's like, you know, there's drugs and alcohol and weird dancing and music involved, but in the end result, you get copy, you get your copy. So here you go. And so this is just proof of the process that, like, what is mainstream isn't cutting it anymore, right? The 6-week shreds that are out there. And I mean, you know, you and I talk all the time. You're always bitching about somebody else who's in your space, who is trying to sell their product your way. And it's driving you nuts. I'm kind of the same way on my end, where it's just like, there's all this marketing hype speak that, you know, everybody says, you have to do it this way after this. And then most of the people I work with, they sit down with it, and it's like, this just feels gross. This feels awful. I don't want to do this. And it's like, okay, then we won't. We're going to do something weirder, and we have fun with it. And I think that's what Elemental Coaching and, you know, what is now In Your Element and everything that you do is just like, you know, nobody wants to, like, sign up for a fitness. Well, maybe they do. I don't want to sign up for a fitness program or anything that tells me what I should or shouldn't be eating or any of that. You know, anything that says you should drink less and get more sleep, I'm probably not going to do that. But, you know, it's like taking that ick factor out and putting Elemental at the forefront says, you know, this isn't about, you know, 6-pack abs. You know, this isn't about peak physical form or, you know, winning a marathon or whatever. This is about returning to, you know, the core tenets of who you are, of what you are, because you've probably forgotten. You've wandered way off. You've gotten distracted. Welcome back. Let's get you back to your element.
We all lose our way. And, like, if you are a business owner listening to this, I know you've probably felt that way. You remember a time when you were passionate and you loved talking about your business and words just spewed out of you. But then you get to this point where you're like, I don't know what to talk about. Is anyone listening? And I think Dave can help inspire you or direct you back to that place when you, because he helps you remember who you are.
I help you remember that you're anything but perfect. Far from it. Far from it.
So good for the ego.
Got to keep it in check. You got to knock yourself down a little bit. Should be like, yeah.
Between you and Brooks, I am so grounded. You look like a man today, Mom. You look like a man.
You could, man. Yeah, no, everybody gets, everyone gets lost in the advertising and the general commercial nature of the world we're in. You know, it's, you know, we all see, you know, upwards of 3,000 ads in a day in some capacity. What do we do with that? You know, we try to filter it out, but then we still keep getting misguided. And most of what we do in a day is because somebody somewhere suggested that we do it. It was probably a marketer sitting up in some boardroom somewhere. And I'm trying to like reclaim a little bit of that, of like, no, we're actually going to speak to the person within, right? We're not going to say buy this to fix this problem, but at first shake them loose and realize like, get a grip, because this is all bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not talking just advertising or marketing, but like, you know, cradle to the grave. It's, I mean, none of this matters as much as we really want it to, right? And so you take it 6 weeks at a time, 6 months at a time. You enjoy in the moment, and I try to create things that speak to that. So I don't know where I was going with that idea. It just sounded really good as I was saying it. You can edit it out though.
Well, so I mean, and Dave isn't like, Dave does this for other people. This is what Dave does. And, you know, his process is, he did not give me options. It's not like he presented me with three things and I got to pick and choose. Luckily, I trust him because we've been working together for so long. And I know he knows me and my clients. But he was like, this is what it needs to be. And he can
do what it is
for you.
Because it's one, that's what you're paying for, right? I'm not saying which one of these do you like best, because you don't need me for that. You can go find that somewhere else. You need somebody who is going to, most people, most businesses, need someone who can sit completely outside the circle and tell you what I see. You know, there's that saying that you can't read the label from inside the bottle. I'm the guy outside the bottle reading you the label, and then you deciding, is that label good enough to sell you off the shelf, you know, in other weird analogies like that.
I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
So since you are outside of the bottle, and I'd never heard that saying before, but I love it. What did you see?
Sorry, couldn't help you. Couldn't help it. What did I see from outside? It was something that it was, I saw the terminus of it. I saw the end of it. I saw that Lift to Get Lean wasn't going to go the place. I could be completely wrong too, but probably not. I don't think that it was going to survive another year or two as it was.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because with, because again, the outside didn't match the inside. The name that you were working with, Lift to Get Lean, does not speak to the people that you designed this program for. Maybe it did for the initial program, but for how it's evolved over the years, where, you know, you're not even, I think, like you don't even do any weight related stuff till like week 2.5 or something.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, well, let's just completely clear that out. Right. Anyways. So yeah, Lift to Get Lean had to become something else. It had to be to really make room for the growth that you needed. Right. And so that room is, you know, now the branding is a little more flexible, right? You can, you know, pack more underneath the umbrella of Elemental Coaching. Your coaches can do more. You know, your audience can now say, I'm working with people at Elemental Coaching. And that takes on a totally different gravity than, yeah, I just signed up for Lift to Get Lean, right? It's this, like, yeah, they're getting the same product more or less, but Now the language around it is totally different.
I love it. Well, one more note about this, and then I want to talk more about what it is that you do, because I really don't know.
I don't even know what I do. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Can you describe what my husband does for work? I don't know. He's in sales. Who isn't? But to that point of, you know, it wasn't communicating who I wanted to talk to or who I need to talk to. I would always say, like, if someone would ask me about what I do, or I could tell they might be a good fit for the program, I would say, it's called Lift to Get Lean, but. And so I had this huge, like, disclaimer, and, but it's not really just about lifting. It's not really about getting lean. It's really about blah, 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 blah. And now I'm not going to have to do that. I'm so pumped.
Yeah. Now for a couple months, it's going to be, it's elemental coaching, but it used to be called Lift to Get Lean, but because, yeah.
But if you don't like it, blame it on this guy.
Guaranteed, this guy is not going to give a shit if they don't like it. But yeah, no, we, we're recording this on a Wednesday to talk about something that's happening on Friday, but this isn't going to get posted till Monday, right? So this time, this is why I don't do podcasts. You're very lucky that I decided to grant you my presence here. But we have a bunch of marketing collateral that's going to roll out, you know, emails and, you know, stuff for Instagram. You're going to do your Instagram thing. I'm sure there's going to be 10 stupid reels about this. And you're going to come up with all of them because I don't know. But I mean, it's going to be very clear, mostly because Lift to Get Lean just ain't going to be there anymore.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
It's gone.
Just like a full colonic, just cleared out.
There's the reel.
There it
Flush it down the toilet.
That's what I do for a living right there.
So let's say someone is listening to this and they're like, oh, I see what you put out there, Kylie. Like, I like the way that you communicate things. Could Dave help my brand? Like,
probably not. But here's, I say that with a caveat. Like, there are, I'd say, of, you know, the 10 people that want to potentially work with me, I'll take a half of one, right? Probably the lower half. It's more interesting. And because it's such a very different process. You know, the people that come to me, nothing else has worked, right? Like, they've been working with a broken system for so long because they bought some, Marketing Joe's, you know, dumb email marketing masterclass something, right? Yeah. And they essentially bought into somebody else's playbook to try to, you know, run their team through it. And it just doesn't work for them. At the core, everything I do goes back to the story of what it is you do, who you do it for, and why you do it for. The three very simple questions. And we just come up with all sorts of strategies, whether it's a total rebrand like we did with, you know, elemental coaching here. Sometimes it's just a change in tone of, well, you're talking with them this way because somebody said, yeah, you got to use direct response language. And it's not quite working for your product or your people. So really, it's could I potentially work with you? Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. But it comes down to, like, what do you ultimately need? Are you reaching the people that you think you're reaching? Mm-hmm. And if not, why? Do you need to change your people? Do you need to change your approach, your product? Again, this is why I tell people I'm a copywriter, because it's the easiest handle to grab onto. But I'd say writing copies maybe 2% of what I do.
It's so funny because I'm always amazed by the parallels we have with what it is that we do, even though it's so different. Mm-hmm. Our job is the same.
Yeah.
People come to me coming from a broken system. They've been using someone else's playbook. They're not getting the results that they want. We have to approach it in a totally different way.
Yeah. And that's why I started Outward, which is WORD, Outward, get it?
Versus what, WERD?
WARD.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. You and I have more work to do still, apparently. So the reason that I started Outward was, you know, I saw all these, you know, folks who, like yourself, who had a product, who had a business, a service, something that they were trying to bring to people. And they get into business because they think there is something that they do so differently, so uniquely. There's a reason they left their job to do this a certain way. Why are we marketing all this shit the same way? Right? Like this, like you created something totally unique. Why not do something totally off the wall to get in front of people? Like go nuts with it. Be weird. There are no rules. It's all a lie. There's no secret tricks, hacks, five tips you gotta know, all that shit. None of that.
Same.
Just go.
Right. It's just release.
And the probably some of the first things I do with new clients is, you know, it's like, yeah, you hired me as a writer, so you need to start writing.
Oh, that's the most annoying part.
It is annoying, and I know you hate it, but you have to start writing, even if you're writing the same stupid thing every day, because you need to get your brain starting to think a little bit differently about the stuff you're telling people. Mm-hmm. And writing that down works it like that. I tell you to you know, get a lot more sleep, mess around in that dreamscape, and to spend time doing nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not meditating, not vegging out and scrolling on TikTok or watching TV or listening to music. Like sit in a chair and stare out a window. Like if somebody walks by, like they should be concerned. It's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Because you got to quiet everything down so that you can start noticing both what's inside and wants to come out and what's out there that's trying to talk to you. See, this is all very weird. This is all weird stuff. And I can't really explain it to people, but this is like, this is the process that gets to the thing that is so you and your product and your people, but you're so wrapped up in what everybody else thinks you need to be doing that you can't really, you can't hear the voice that you need to kind of embody. Again, this is weird stuff. You're not going to see this out of any of the marketing, masterclass, copywriting course, whatever. I'll talk about it all day. And it's because it is the absolute truth. It is and not like this is true and it's never going to be not true, but it's like the royal truth, the universal truth, the big capital T in the sky kind of truth.
Well, I see that's where founders, people who do what I do, that's where they get lost. And that's why they get burnt mm-hmm. out, because you don't take the time to not do anything, right? It for me, so while I am not the in your element brand or elemental mm-hmm. coaching, I'm really closely tied to it, and I have my own brand. But if I don't take care of myself and manage my energy and take time to do nothing, like the brand, both brands go to shit. Mm-hmm. So like your capital T truth, it works on all levels.
And I say this without God, right? Right. Or faith or religion or anything behind it. I mean, all of that absolutely can work into this, but I take this from a very, what's agnostic, you know, not atheist, agnostic point of view. And so it really works. But I mean, you were saying it's like, you know, you need to kind of have the space to do nothing. And, you know, we've been bouncing around this idea for a book for longer than we've been talking about elemental coaching. Right. And I think this transition and getting you a little bit, a step further away from your elemental coaching brand is going to be that space that allows what this book needs to be to start talking. So I'm excited to see where that goes. And worst case scenario, it's a coloring book. You know, we just do that.
No, I love coloring books. I got one for Christmas.
God.
But I mean, at the end of the day, like Dave, I think you're great at what you do. I think it's super cool too, how we both come from the advertising world. Mm. It's like we're the same person. Do you ever feel that way?
No.
I do.
No, I got a better, I can squat more. Probably not. I look better in a figure competition bikini. Just, an now. But yeah, no, like the advertising, you know, the thing I like to tell people is that I started freelancing and doing gig work after I got laid off 6-7 years ago now from the advertising technology world. And I said, it's like, yeah, while I look for my next full-time job, I'll just do this. And 6 years later, I'm still looking for that full-time job, right? But I'm doing this. And the job I was doing back in advertising has been replaced by 4 lines of code. So they're never going to hire for that again.
Well, okay, let's end on this then, because I agree with you 100%, but I just want you to say it. People can listen. AI. I know you're not concerned with AI taking your job and you becoming irrelevant. Just want to riff on that for a sec.
I mean, it's one of those, I've messed around with all the tools that have come out and everyone's like, yeah, it's, you know, copywriting is over. And no, it's not, because, you know, AI is trained off of, they have to train, they have to put something in the engine to give you this stuff that comes out, right? So they basically took the entire internet and shook it into this grinder. And so when you're just like, write me a blog post about the best, you know, weight loss tips or whatever, right? It's not going to tell you what the best weight loss tips are. It's going to aggregate what a million people have said are the best weight loss tips and shit it out, right? And this is coming from, you know, for the last decade, there's so many companies out there that have just been shoving mediocre content out online, right? It's all the content farms, all the listicles from BuzzFeed back in the day, all the, you know, garbage local, next door thread, just the crap of the crap, right? That is what taught all these AI programs to do what they do. So I'm not worried about that, right? And a lot of the critics will say, it's like, well, AI just doesn't have nuance. And it's like, eventually it'll get nuance. That's fine. But AI is not going to understand what the hell Kylie Larson does.
Yeah.
Or why In Your Element is different, or the people that it helps. Yeah. You know, it's never, I mean, I'm not worried about going out of business, because I don't think anybody else can do what I do in the way I do it, mm-hmm. especially a robot. I'm not worried about it.
I feel the exact same way, right? There's talk about, you know, AI is going to replace coaching. How on earth can AI bring the same compassion and empathy mm-hmm. that I bring to my clients? No fucking way. True. They can spit out macros. They can spit out, you know, 40 grams of protein per meal. That's not what people need, though.
No. Again, what you and I do, what anybody that does a service provider, it's not that they are necessarily like doing a thing for you. It's like the customers are all buying accountability. So it's like, you know what it is. You know what you have to do. I'm just going to sit here and make you do it, because that's the hardest part.
Right. Well, and like, I think I can't remember where exactly I was going with this, but founders, like, you need to be thinking about this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. what is it that you bring to the table? Coming back to your white space, like, you have to have that downtime. You have to. Like, the only reason I finally was able to say, okay, Dave, let's go, is because I had some downtime. I was away from my family. I took some time off from work. I was out of my element so I could get back in my element.
There you go. Well, I'm going to go do nothing. This was fun, but doing nothing would probably be better for me right now.
Where can we find you?
I'm right here. I'm sitting right in front of you.
I can't see you, Dave. I can't see you.
So, you know, website Outward, OUTWORD copy.com. Outward Copy on the Instagrams, which I just restarted that and trying to, I gave myself a goal to have 1,000 followers by the end of February, and there's 2 weeks left and I just broke 60. So
that's good.
I'm hoping for exponential results here in the next few days.
Everybody follow Dave. He has a goal.
Be careful following, because I am I am rather mouthy and rude. So
he has an acquired taste, that's for sure.
Indeed, indeed. But yeah, so there's that. Elemental Coaching's coming out. Yeah, I got various books and courses and all sorts of other things. Yeah, do that. That's all I got. See, I'm terrible at this. I can't do podcasts. Don't make me do this again.
Don't worry, I will. Just like you make me write. God. Ugh.
Yep.
Okay, so everyone follow Dave. Sign up for all of his stuff. I love reading your emails. You're the only emails that I actually open and read. So there.
Okay. There you go. I believe you. I see the stats.
All right, you guys. So are you taking new clients?
I'm always open to hear your idea.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes it
be the right fit.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks for your time. Thanks for all that you do. Thank you for making my brand better. Dare I say, I love you.
Yeah. I mean, you too.
You too.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mom. Bye, Dave.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the show. I hope you enjoyed hearing about Dave and his process as much as I enjoyed talking to him. If you have any follow-up questions for Dave or you want to follow him, find him on Instagram. It is Outward Copy, OutwordCopy. Shoot him a DM, connect, like, and share his posts. And then, of course, if you have any follow-up questions for me regarding the transition or what it means for you, with the program changing from Lifting at Lean to In Your Element, let me know. And then finally, if you could do me a favor, if you loved this episode and you want to continue to support me even further, and I can bring on even more great guests, which I do have some awesome people lined up in the next month, check out the show notes so you can support the people that I am affiliated with. Number one, Outwork Nutrition Supplements. I use their pre-workout and their recovery drink, which has creatine in it. My favorite, self-tanner, Glow Pro. Beauty Counter, of course, where all my personal care and makeup. And then Element. Not Elemental Coaching, but Element, L-M-N-T, so that you can stay hydrated. It's not just about water, it's about electrolytes, and Element will keep you hydrated all year long. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.